Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In our gospel reading for today, our Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is one of those Bible passages that, to my ears at least, sounds better in the King James Version than in those modern translations. And my friends, if there's anything you take from this sermon today, take this next little word of admonition. This chapter of the scriptures, or this verse, is very much like the 23rd Psalm. And in all of your ministry, never use any other version other than the King James Version when you quote the 23rd Psalm to your people, because they will love you. You will be loved by your sheep under your spiritual care, because as far as they are concerned, you are not messing with the original text. So just leave it alone. But our Lord Jesus does say to us, "Come unto me." And certainly you and I are acutely aware that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. Even our dear Lord, in the 6th chapter of John, we have his words recorded, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." And so you and I are very much aware that when Jesus makes his appeal to come to me, he is speaking to those of us who are already of the household of faith. We come to Jesus not under our own power, but we come by grace through faith. It is his very word, it is his call that enables you and me to respond. It is the power of the gospel that provides that which it requires, a response to the voice of the shepherd, Jesus. When you and I come to Jesus, we come to him in humility. We follow his example. Our Lord Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death. And as under shepherds of Jesus Christ, you and I are to humble ourselves before him who died for us, that we might be saved. Whether we are pastors of the church right now, or soon to be pastors of the church, professors or doctors of the church, we must take care that we do not think more highly of ourselves than we ought. The knowledge we possess, the divine call we receive, is to be used in humble service to God and the sheep of his pasture. We also come to Christ in obedience. Our Lord Jesus says, "I have not come to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me, and this is the will of him who sent me." Christ is our example. He obeyed his Father. He went to the cross on Calvary's hill because his Father's will had to be done. It was not possible to let this cup of suffering pass. So Jesus was obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And you and I, as pastors and as under shepherds of the Lord Jesus Christ, are to live a life of obedience, obedience to the voice of our shepherd. In his suffering and death and resurrection, Jesus has brought us rest. As he says in our text for today, "I will give you rest." Jesus emphasizes that it is he and he alone who brings rest for the soul. A brief look at your Greek text will let you understand that very clearly. And as pastors and future pastors of the church, you and I are to point people to him alone who gives rest. There are those within the Christian community who burden our brothers and sisters in Christ in a misguided attempt to offer their own kind of rest. Instead of the gospel, they offer to the sheep 10 ways to improve your spiritual life, or 15 ways to be sure that your children will always obey you. And in perhaps the most damning and yet the most favorite phrase of those in the midst of great personal calamity, struggle, and strife, there are those who tell Christian people, "This must be God's will for your life. This is nothing more than the law, nothing more than a sinful self-reliance and arrogance that brings only more torment to the Christian conscience. What do you and I learn from our Savior? We learn to love. People of the gospel are people who love one another. A Savior who offers spiritual rest to sin-weary people is offering a gift that has been motivated by his love for lost mankind. Love those, my friends, under your spiritual supervision as your Lord Jesus loves you. Think not of yourself, think of them. Love your people and be Christ to them. We also learn to lead. Jesus calls us to himself. The great good shepherd leads his sheep beside the still waters. And we lead people to Jesus. Lead them with his word, lead them into his word, lead them through life, into and through death, and into life eternal. And we learn to proclaim. There is no message more needed than the one that you and I are privileged to share. We proclaim Christ and him crucified by the manner in which we live, by the words we speak, by the love we demonstrate, by the patience we have, we proclaim Christ. We speak boldly of him, and we speak clearly of him. Him alone who gives us rest. Learn. Learn that Jesus is not a new lawgiver. Jesus has fulfilled the law, and that gospel, and it alone, gives rest. Amen.